Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The prisoner swap that secured the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner involved the freeing of a notorious international arms dealer, and it left a retired Marine imprisoned in Russia. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more on that.
The White House describes the decision to release convicted arms dealer Victor Boot as a painful one for President Biden. Known in law enforcement circles as the Merchant of Death, Boot was convicted of conspiring to sell AK-47s, knowing they'd be used to kill American drug agents. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Mr. Biden didn't take the clemency call lightly when he agreed to a one-for-one swap.
It was either Brittany or no one at all. And we're not going to apologize for that.
Trevor Noah has ended his time as host of The Daily Show after 7 years.
Even if it's a critique, doesn't even have to be praise, but some people who watch it, I don't like it when you do this, but I watch. I want to say I appreciate those people. Even the people who hate watched, we still got the ratings, thank you. I'm eternally grateful to you.
The Daily Show airs on the Comedy Central channel, which is owned by the parent company of CBS News. COVID cases are increasing in Los Angeles County again, but no mask mandate yet, says Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
We do ask that while we are in surge, everyone ages 2 and older wear a mask in indoor public spaces, including transit, retail, event venues, schools, and work sites when you're around others.
Scary moments Thursday morning when a grain elevator exploded about 80 miles east of Des Moines, Iowa. State Trooper Bob Conrad on the search for a cause.
This is a plant dealing with biofuels. With that, also, we are looking at air quality. We're looking at any consideration of runoff, because when you put that much water, it can run into the ground. So all those things are being monitored at this time.
Japanese billionaire Yusaka Maezawa has announced who he's taking with him on the maiden voyage of Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket as it flies around the moon. Maezawa bought every seat on the flight, says the BBC's Nick Marsh.
Out of a supposed 1 million applicants, his celebrity crew will include the South Korean pop star Top, the Japanese-American DJ Steve Aoki, and Indian actor Dev Joshi. Though they may still have to wait a while. The flight is scheduled for next year, but still hasn't received regulatory approval.
Officials in Japan, Britain, and Italy say they're going to work together to develop the next generation of fighter jets. In a joint statement released today, they said they hope to have the jets ready by 2035. The statement said the jets would be able to operate in conjunction with allies, including the U.S. and NATO. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 23. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, snow likely, highs level off around 33. Chance of snow again tomorrow night, lows level off around 26. Cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot to talk about today. How to kill and get away with it. We'll talk about that in just a moment. The right wing is melting down over Brittany Griner being freed. This is an amazing story. I'll share that with you in just a moment. And also, Trump wasn't all that bad when he was, we'll get into that also in this first hour. In the second hour, Phil Itner is going to drop by. He is an American veteran war correspondent who is going to be talking to us live from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, what have the Kushners done? Congress wants to know. I'll tell you all of the details of that in the second hour. And also a geeky science, how insanely destructive sugar is to the body, and what some simple public health measures might do for the country. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In the third hour, how Oregon plans to deal with gun laws and the forces arrayed against our state. Oregon just passed what's called Measure 114, which is the strictest gun law in the nation. And we'll tell you all about that, although it's tied up right now, of course, as you can expect, by gun nuts suing in both federal and state courts. So we'll give you the whole skinny on that in the third hour. But so a lot to talk about. One guest today, that will be Phil in the second hour, and the rest of the time it's you and me and whatever's on your mind as well. But let's start with my op-ed today from HartmanReport.com, How to Kill and Get Away with It. If you live in New York State and you lie to the government about your income so that you don't have to pay as much in taxes, you go to prison. In fact, if you're convicted of 17 criminal efforts or crimes, 17, felony crimes of tax fraud, you spend a long time in prison. But the Trump Organization, which was just convicted of 17 felony tax fraud convictions, won't spend a day in prison. Instead, they're going to pay a $1.6 million fine. We don't know the exact amount yet. There hasn't been a sentencing hearing, but that's the maximum, which is less money than they made off with in tax savings by lying to the government for 15 years. When the senior executives of California's private for-profit power utility, PG&E, made the intentional decision to move cash out of the fund, or not to well fund, the maintenance of 100-year-old high-tension towers that represent a fire risk, and instead pay themselves bonuses and dividends, they made the decision that people could die. And sure enough, PG&E pleaded guilty to those 84 killings in the 2018 campfire caused by the failure of those very high tension lines. The judge forced the CEO, Bill Johnson, to come to court and stand in front of him and 84 times say, "Guilty, Your Honor." But nobody's going to go to jail, even though 84 people died. By the way, PG&E at that point in time had been on probation for the previous 2 years for killing 8 people in a poorly maintained gas pipeline just a little south of there. You know, we have a lot of, there's been a lot of conversation on this program and in other venues about America having two standards of justice, one for poor, one for rich, one for black, one for white. Well, we have a third standard of justice in America, and that's for corporations. The Supreme Court ruled back in the 1880s, and that's a whole long and weird story that, you know, many of you are familiar with. They didn't actually rule, but then later they did rule. So back in the 1880s, 1890s, that corporations are persons, and therefore they're entitled to rights under the First, Fourth, Fifth, and 14th Amendments to the Constitution. They've claimed all of those so far, successfully, before the Supreme Court. And yet, as persons, they don't have to pay the penalties of breaking the law. You know, a guy named Alfred Ruff poisoned his wife as part of a scheme to get rich off her life insurance. So did a guy named Dr. Gregory Dennis, who was looking at a $2 million payoff. So did Joshua Hunsicker. He poisoned his wife for $250,000 in life insurance. He used $80,000 of it to buy a boat. David Pettis poisoned his wife for $150,000 in insurance. These guys are bad, and they're all in prison. But the simple fact of the matter is that corporations killed 40 times more Americans last year than did your average crook. Seriously. And they get away with it. I mean, I don't know the names of the guys who made the decision to poison my father with asbestos and cause his death from mesothelioma, or get my brother Stan addicted to tobacco and cause his death from COPD and things associated with it. But I do know that they're not going to go to jail, and that they made a crap load of money. I mean, you know, just like those four wife killers, like the Trump Organization, like PG&E, the tobacco executives, the asbestos executives, they all did it for money. But the CEOs and senior executives of these corporations, who made a hell of a lot more money than those four guys who poisoned their wives or killed their wives for insurance money, they're not going to jail. And this just scratches the surface. I mean, here, this is a statistic that most Americans don't realize. And I think it frankly deserves more publicity. The coal industry kills more Americans every year than it employs. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the coal industry kills around 52,105 Americans every year. It only employs 51,000 people. The tobacco industry kills more people than it employs every year. It kills 522,000 Americans every year, according to HHS, but it only employs 124,000. Human criminals killed 23,000 Americans last year, roughly. It was 22,000 something, according to the FBI, which only tracks and publishes statistics on human killers. But, you know, according to the statistics that are available, I mean, you know, Lisa Monaco, who is our assistant attorney general, she estimates that 20% of all the major corporate crime in America is committed by repeat corporate offenders. They never go to jail. And nobody in our government is keeping track of this. Dick Durbin and Richard Blumenthal, the two Democratic senators, and Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon have introduced legislation that would require the Justice Department to simply maintain a database of corporate criminals. There literally is no government agency that tracks this. The FBI every year publishes a report on all the crime categories committed by humans. How many robberies, how many burglaries, how many murders, how many assaults, how many rapes. The FBI has all those numbers. Ask them how many people were killed by corporations last year. They don't know. How many corporations ripped people off last year? I mean, convicted in court. I'm not talking about speculation. I'm talking about convictions. They don't know. How many billions of dollars? Well, we know broadly corporations robbed us for about $800 billion last year. A whole hell of a lot more than all the criminals in America combined. But we don't know for sure because nobody's compiling these statistics. So when Blumenthal and and Durbin and Scanlon got together and said, hey, let's ask the Justice Department to compile these, you know, the FBI to compile these statistics too. Not one Republican would go along with it. Not one. How to kill somebody and get away with it? Easy. Incorporate. Now here's the problem with that. If you want to do this, if you want to create a corporation and then have your corporation, you know, kill your obnoxious next door neighbor by having your corporation spray something in their yard or something, you won't be able to, your corporation won't be able to get away with it, because this concept is called, in law, it's called piercing the corporate veil. It's really easy for companies that only do $1 million a year in business or less. They'll just say, no, that's you. You're just trying to pretend you're a corporation. But, the, you know, the Trump organization only has a half a dozen or a dozen employees at the most. It's a very, very small company. And yet, because it does hundreds of millions of dollars a year in business, or billions, or whatever it is, they get to keep their corporate veil intact. The bottom line for all this, and my call for action here at the end of this article, is pointing out that in the election that we just completed a couple of weeks ago, Republicans spent months leading up to that election screaming about, wringing their hands about, tearing their sackcloth about crime in America, usually with pictures of black people. Democrats need to be doing the same, only instead of talking about street crime, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Democrats should have a plan for dealing with street crime. But Democrats need to start talking about the real killers and thieves in this nation, the people who are killing 40 times more people than your human criminals, which is the corporate criminals, the people who are stealing $800 billion a year from us, and that's a conservative estimate, the corporate criminals. And I'm telling you, if Democrats start yelling about corporate crime leading up to the 2024 election, America's going to be with them. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders proved this back in 2016. Americans know that this system is corrupt, that it is killing us, that it is robbing us blind, and Democrats should get behind doing something about it and doing it loudly. What do you think?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Have you been the victim of a corporate criminal? I got to tell you about Don Trump Jr. and Brittany Griner after this. Stick around, it's grim. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan,
One goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear, and you don't know who has access to your most private sensitive information. So don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers now, because of a change in the law done by Donald Trump and Ajit Pai at the FCC, now know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you, which is exactly what Trump had in mind. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone can share your Wi-Fi and be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. I use ExpressVPN because I don't want my personal information out there for everyone to see. ExpressVPN protects my privacy, and they'll protect yours, too. Secure your online activity today. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. So a black woman was released from Russian prison today in exchange for an international arms dealer who has already been sitting in an American jail for quite some time, and quite a number of years. I don't have the exact number in front of me. My apologies. But Viktor Bout, or Boot, he's this Russian arms dealer that we let go in exchange for Brittany Griner, who was pretty candid, saying that she just didn't even realize that she had the vape cartridges in her bag. Big mistake, but it's not like international criminal behavior, I think, in the minds of most people. Unless you're a Republican, over on right-wing television, Karen Turk went off on this. There's a twist to this. I'll share with you in just a minute. She says, "Wait a minute. You knew what the laws were in that country, and you chose to smuggle in marijuana in your bag, and we're trading an arms dealer for you? What's happening? They're going to make her some American hero. She's going to get the front page of Vanity Fair, and she's going to get all dressed up, and she's going to be on the cover of Vogue. Mark my words, that's what's going to happen." Karen Turk seems very upset. Karen Turk, by the way, has experience with prison. She served a month in jail after being convicted of stealing her dying mother's Social Security checks. But Donald Trump Jr., I think, kind of wins the prize. Trade him an arms dealer, a.k.a. the Merchant of Death, for an America-hating WNBA activist. Yeah, she's America-hating because she's black, right? I mean, we understand what Donald Trump Jr. is saying here. He goes on, great trade. Our government's weakness and stupidity will only encourage the abuse of American citizens abroad. Right. He's going to be given his freedom because a potentially spoiled person goes into Russia loaded up with drugs. Brittany Griner was spoiled. She's working two jobs because women in the NBA don't make anywhere near as much money as men do. Her second job was a part-time gig in Russia as a basketball player. I mean, you know, the bottom line here, whether it's, you know, Fox or, you know, right-wing television or the right-wing pundits or what, is that, you know, how dare Joe Biden go to bat for a black woman? At least it looks that way to me. It absolutely certainly looks that way to me. By the way, there's a great thread over at Daily Kos. Titled, Trump Wasn't That Bad Back When. And then there's this list of like 238 things. I mean, you know, just, he incited an insurrection. He mismanaged a pandemic. He separated children from their families. He tear gassed peaceful protesters. He had the worst jobs record of any president in modern history. He presided over, he blackmailed Ukraine to dig up dirt on Biden. He fired the FBI director for investigating his ties to Russia. He took Putin's word over the U.S. intelligence community. He caused the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. He ejected reporters from the White House briefing room who asked tough questions. He vetoed the defense funding bill because it renamed military bases named for Confederate soldiers. He increased the national debt by $8 trillion. He had three of the highest annual trade deficits in the history of the United States. He called veterans and soldiers who died in combat losers and suckers. He coddled the leader of Saudi Arabia after murdering a U.S.-based journalist. He hired his unqualified daughter and son-in-law to work in the White House, and then they scammed our country and got $2 billion. He called neo-Nazis very fine people. He said we should inject bleach to fight COVID. He abandoned our allies, the Kurds, to Turkey.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And that's just the first 25 things. What is your favorite memory of the Trump administration? We'll be right back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes. As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm a wife and the mother of 2 kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the 5 things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 23. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 33. Chance of snow again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. Cloudy skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 25.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your phone calls on a variety of topics. Marvin in Skokie, Illinois. Hey, Marvin, what's on your mind today?
Many would agree that we need more ethical people in the world, and it would be helpful. But they don't know what they mean by ethical. So I would like to offer a definition of what it means to be ethical. How does one become ethical? The answer is, thanks to Professor Robert S. Hartman, with one end, one becomes ethical when one values another individual highly. The first idea that follows from that would be do no harm or damage.
Kind of like the golden rule is the foundation of all ethics.
Yes, but there, in other words, if you want to be treated decently, treat others decently. Yes, I'll agree. I'm trying to be precise about the concept of ethics, and I'm saying that ethics is about creating value in human interaction. And one becomes ethical when one sees another as uncountably valuable, and therefore you don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, that's, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself, or behave towards your neighbor as you want people to behave towards yourself. Yeah, I think you've nailed it, Marvin. Thank you. Excellent. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to follow up on the corporate murder aspect of the ability of big businesses in the United States to literally act any way they please. I think if you don't even have to look at more recent studies that have come out, the kind that you've been pointing out. You go to like the American Lung Association, which is, you know, a pretty well-established staid medical group of doctors. You go to their website, and there's an enormous section on all the people that are dying from air pollution and all the sources of air pollution, and the emphysema.
Well, that's the 52,000 Americans a year who die from coal, according to Health and Human Services. When the entire industry only hires 51,000 people, they kill more people every year than they employ, and that's those numbers are from HHS's air pollution numbers.
And that you can find, I'm telling you, from the doctors on the American Lung Association, which has been around since I've been a little kid, looking at, you know, the public service announcements like "Don't smoke" and
No, it was founded in the late 1800s by Friedrich Hoffman. The guy who argued against health care for black people in America. Weirdly enough, but anyway, I'm very familiar with.
The corporations have gotten a process going on for decades now. They're at the apex of, which basically has created an aristocratic establishment of businesses that are literally beyond the reach of law and literally get away with murder. And the principle in law that allows them to do this part of the corporate veil that you mentioned is something called the right to manage. Now, if you can't approach a corporate entity with a complaint because it's adverse material consequences and results that occur from the operation of their business, like, you know, the gun industry or the cigarette industry or the oil refineries. Mm. If they're beyond the reach of any law, they're essentially an aristocratic nobility of absolute power. And they have what's called the right to manage. What I'm saying is the government has an imperative to govern, and we need to have that, a countervailing force to the right to manage of corporations.
Right, because the right to manage has become functionally a divine right of kings sort of thing.
Yes, it's essentially created the state. They used to call it the reason of state. Why are we doing this? Because the state is considered the most important aspect of our daily lives, of civilization. It gives us a dedicated source of food through agriculture. It gives us a dedicated source of protection from invasion. It gives us a normal life that we can plan out 30 years and get a mortgage and plan for retirement. That kind of peace was hard won. It didn't come overnight. It didn't come easily. Now it's all going out the window because our lives aren't important. What's important is the right of the aristocratic corporations to manage them as they see fit.
Yeah,
and I'm saying the government has to get back to governing.
I'm with you. Paul, very well said. Thank you very much for that. Tom in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Tom, your thoughts.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. Well, from one time to another, good morning. I was calling in about the corporate personhood aspect of things and how it's interesting to me how historically profits have been such a massive driver of this idea that certain activities should be shielded from scrutiny. I know that profits are one of the major drivers of slavery back in the day. They've been one of the major drivers of private prisons. They've been one of the major drivers of the desire to strike gun reform. It's one of the reasons, you know, you have that segment you put through every day where the average person pays a very small amount into welfare, but they pay a massive amount out of their taxes to corporate subsidies, arms dealers. And I just find it kind of interesting that historically it actually seems like money has been, and the production of money, and I'm very specifically saying production of money rather than production of wealth, the production of money has been given more priority than almost life itself.
That's very much been the position of the Supreme Court since the 1960s.
That's what I'm sorry.
That's very much been the position of the Supreme Court since the 1960s or 70s.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what exact solution I would be proposing at this time, but it's just kind of...
I think we need to strip away corporate personhood. You've got corporations that claim under the First Amendment that they have the right to buy politicians and lie to the electorate in television advertising for political purposes. You have corporations that under the Fifth Amendment have claimed the right of privacy. You had Dow Chemical, for example. The EPA flew a plane. There was a local complaint that a Dow Chemical factory was emitting benzene into the air through a vent in their roof, illegally emitting benzene. Benzene causes cancer, liver cancer. And the downwind people complained about it. The EPA flew a plane over the factory with a benzene detector, nailed them, and was going to hit them with a huge fine. The EPA took this all the way to the Supreme Court and claimed that their Fourth Amendment right to privacy was invaded by the EPA because they investigated this factory without a warrant, without a search warrant. And the Supreme Court backed them up. I mean, you know, now when agencies, whether it's the U.S. Department of Agriculture checking out factory farms or whether it's the U.S., the EPA checking out chemical factories, now they have to give advance notice before they do a surprise inspection. You have corporations that have claimed the Fifth Amendment right not to testify against themselves, where they go into court and say, we don't have to produce those documents. That's a form of self-incrimination. We're not going to give you the documents that prove that we colluded to commit this crime. You've got corporations that under the 14th Amendment are claiming equal protection under the law, saying, well, if people have these protections, so should we. I mean, this is obscene. This is absurd. Corporations are not persons. John Marshall, the first Attorney General or the first Supreme Court Justice of the United States, was the guy who famously said a corporation has no soul. It is not a person. I mean, you know, it wasn't until 80 years later that they came along and said, the court came along and said, yeah, corporations are persons. I think the key to the whole thing, Tom, is to strip away corporate personhood, and there have been a number of efforts to do this. It's going to require either amending the Constitution or taking on the Supreme Court through Article 3, Section 2, because this was a doctrine that was never, ever voted on by the American people. There has never been any sort of national or even statewide referendum on this issue. No legislature, no state legislature, no federal legislature has ever said we think corporations should be people and have protections under the Bill of Rights. No president has ever said I think corporations should be people and have protections under the Bill of Rights. In fact, multiple presidents, most recently Barack Obama, but all the way back to Grover Cleveland in his State of the Union address in 1887, look it up. He said, corporations, which should be the carefully controlled servants of the people, have become their masters. The average American now has the iron boot of a corporation upon his neck. That was in his State of the Union address. It was 1886. Grover Cleveland, for God's sake. It was the year after the Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad case in the Supreme Court. And he was reacting to that. I mean, you know, it's time to say to corporations, you know, hey, you want to do business, you can incorporate, that's fine, but that doesn't, you know, give your corporation an independent life, and it certainly doesn't give it human rights under the Constitution of the United States. We're the only country in the world that does this. And it wasn't, like I said, it was only, this is purely the Supreme Court. Purely the Supreme Court. No legislature ever said they wanted it to be this way. Back at the founding of the Republic, you read the debates in the Constitutional Convention. Nobody thought this was a good idea at all.
Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In fact, you know, they were unanimous in essentially saying it's a bad idea. Thomas Jefferson said, I don't trust the rich for the future of my republic. I trust the people.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, David.
I'm afraid the amazing Ronald here won't be conducting orchestras for a while. He has the same sling for his arm that you've had for a while. So that's not cool. But to answer your question, remember, ethics is not the same as morals. We learned that from the movie Election.
So what's the difference between ethics and morals?
Ethics has more to do with ethnos, the needs of the group. Morals are a little more individualistic.
Oh, interesting.
Again, according to the movie Election.
Okay. It's a distinction I didn't thought about. Thank you.
Well, that's why I'm here. Thank you. And as far as Trump, he had his own Benghazi when his four soldiers died in Niger, but of course there was no Congress that wanted to bother. I'm still waiting for that movie to come out. Like the movie about Benghazi.
Right.
And as far as murderous corporations, your previous caller was halfway there. Yes, we unburden them with those nasty, nasty socialist subsidies that keep them alive. I want to spare Sean Hannity from the socialist burden of collecting Section 8 housing checks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to play by the games. Fine, let's shun them financially, not just socially. And I realize boycotts are always problematic, but there has to be a way to turn off that spigot and move the money more efficiently to the populace instead of these vampire squid-style corporations.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. And I think we need to to wake up and pay attention to what's going on. And these, I mean, so much of this stuff goes back to the U.S. Supreme Court, or specifically to conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court, or corporatists on the U.S. Supreme Court, who have terraformed the United States. I mean, we used to have all kinds of laws on the books that protected us against corporate malfeasance and corporate murder and corporate theft of, you know, corporate robbery by, you know, against us. And one after another for 120, 150 years, really, in many ways, the Supreme Court has knocked these things down, and then they invent this doctrine that corporations are persons, literally out of thin air. And as a result, by the way, of Stephen Jay Field, who was the Supreme Court justice in 1886, being bribed by Jay Gould's railroad, right? I mean, you know, he's like, he was bribed. And in fact, when I was writing Unequal Protection, we went to the National Archives, and we found the letters. We found the proof of the bribery. Right. We, you know, that they were like, you know, if you'll give us this, because Stephen Field was the guy who sent five of these tax cases to the Supreme. He also ran the Ninth Circuit back in the day, because back then the Supreme Court justices were 2 months a year in Washington, D.C. and 8 months a year or 10 months a year, you know, in their district and in their circuit. And they presided over the circuit courts. And Stephen Field referred five different tax cases to himself that came to be called the California tax cases. The most famous of them was Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad. And he did it because the railroad guys said, we'll support you for president in 1892 or in 1888, I forget which election, if you will make this decision on our behalf and make railroad corporations into persons and give us access to the 14th Amendment, give us access to equal protection under the law. And their complaint was that Santa Ana County was charging them 10 cents, I may be off on the numbers, this is from memory, 10 cents a mile property taxes for their railroads going through the county, whereas Santa Clara County was, Santa Clara County was charging them like 30 cents a mile. And they were like, this is not equal protection under the law. And, you know, we're entitled to protection under the 14th Amendment. And that was their argument. And by the way, they lost that argument in the Santa Clara County versus Southern Pacific Railroad case in 1886. They lost it, but the clerk of the court put it in the headnote that there was the opinion of Justice Morrison Remick Waite, the Chief Justice, the clerk of the court, John Chandler Bancroft Davis, put this into the headnote saying, well, the Chief Justice said corporations are persons. And then the court, of course, in the 1890s, quoted themselves, and that's when it became law. It's amazing. David, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Jerry in Laurel, Montana. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Yeah, I'll make it short and sweet. About two centuries ago, a Lord Chancellor, Edward Thurlow, said corporations have neither a body to punish nor a soul to condemn. Therefore, they can do anything they like. And I donated.
And I donated. I don't understand.
And I donated to FSTV.
Oh, in other words, you support the television network you're watching us on. Thank you. Good on you for that, Jerry. But the Lord Chancellor, was his point that this is a bad thing or that this is a good thing?
Well, that's for you to determine.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good one. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
That's one of his quotes. Just Google Lord Chancellor Edward Thurlow, and you'll see that.
Okay, you got it. Thank you very much. David in Seattle, got a quick one, David? We have a little less than a minute.
I do have a quick one. Hey, so the total irony for corporations, Dow Chemical, if I'm not mistaken, was making explosive munitions for the Germans in World War II, and they sued, after World War II, the American government for the destruction of their plants, and I believe they won.
Whoa.
I have been trying to look it up right now, but I believe that...
I wonder if IBM did the same thing with all of their equipment in Germany, because they organized the whole thing of keeping, you know, the whole system for keeping track of Jews. That was done with IBM's equipment.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, there's a whole book about it. There was a big book about it published in the 1990s, and it was like a six-month big news story, and then it kind of died out. But, yeah. David, I got to run, but thank you. That's amazing. Just amazing. All righty. Phil Itner with the American Veteran War Correspondent, who is currently in Ukraine, is going to, you know, the internet gods willing, will be joining us right after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.